Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Many Americans resent having anyone criticize the way other people worship. They seem to believe that those who claim to be Christians have a scriptural right to worship as they choose. If the worshipers want to dance, jump up and down, laugh like hyenas, bark like dogs, and fall on the floor in a catatonic state, nobody has a right to object. It is true that worshipers in America have a legal right to do whatever they choose, so long as no one gets hurt, and so long as it is not a violation of the law. The law in most states does not forbid snake handling, if the snakes are kept at a safe distance from the audience. But just because a practice is legal does not make it scriptural. And just because the act of worship may be scriptural does not mean the worshipers have hearts that are right toward God. For example, the New Testament authorizes singing in worship to God. But some songs are unscriptural, and some of the ways men and women conduct themselves during the singing border on vulgarity. God Himself ordained the ways men and women under the Mosaic Covenant were to worship. They had no right to add to or to take from what God had authorized. Such a trivial matter as offering strange fire on the altar brought death to Nadab and Abihu, Luke 10, 1 and 2. Even the sacrifices God had given to the nation were not always acceptable unless the worshipers were holy in their conduct. Isaiah asked the Jewish people, "To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, says the Lord? I am full of burnt offerings of rams, and the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks, or of lambs, or of he-goats." Isaiah 1:11. A careful examination of Isaiah 1 should help us to understand why some worship was not acceptable under the Old Covenant, and why some worship is not acceptable today. Please listen to the list of sins of which the Israelites were guilty. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot, even under the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Isaiah compared the leaders in Israel to the rulers of Sodom and the inhabitants of the people of Gomorrah, Isaiah 1, 5 and 6 and 10. When such people come before God in worship, their conduct is offensive to God. Until men clean up their lives, their worship will not bring honor to God and blessings to the worshipers. Some liberal theologians deny that God arranged for the Israelites to offer animal sacrifices, to burn incense, and to observe other rituals. They think passages like the one I read to you from Isaiah prove that view. But that is not what God had in mind when He inspired the prophets to condemn many worship activities of the Jewish people. God was full of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts, because the Jews were so ungodly in their behavior. Rituals and ceremonies, as valuable as they were under the Jewish covenant, and as they are in the New Covenant, did not and do not compensate for the immorality of the people of God. God demanded that the Jews offer animal sacrifices, burn incense, keep the Sabbath day holy, and engage in other rites and ceremonies. But their worship practices were acceptable only as they served God in holiness and in sincerity. Is there a lesson in this Old Testament passage for those of us who live under the New Covenant? When we meet on the Lord's Day to offer our worship and devotion to God, does it matter how we treat our families, our neighbors, our customers, and others? God expects us to live holy so that our worship will be acceptable. Thank you, and may God bless you.